We are I. There's certain things that I find very alarming that are going on in the world right now. If you're paying attention, you realize how much this could impact you, how much this could impact me. You know, when you look at the latest news that's out there that German generals that were got caught using a platform that wasn't encrypted, just like a run-of-the-mill, it's considered to be the equivalent of using an old school party line. And if you know what a party line is or was, you'll understand that this is just pretty much anything that anybody with a little bit of willingness could be, you know, could tap into to be able to listen to this conversation. But it was these, you know, these German generals talking about how they're going to supply the Ukraine soldiers and train Ukraine soldiers and supply them with missiles that could strike the Crimea Bridge. And you're like, well, you know, like, why does this make a big deal? And it's like, well, this bridge happens to connect Crimea to mainland Russia. And this bridge also happens to be, I guess, and I've never heard this from Vladimir's mouth himself, but I guess this is a bridge. This is a piece of infrastructure that Vladimir, he looks at it as just like a crown jewel. This would be a stab in the back, for sure. So an absolute stab in the back to be able to blow up this bridge. Now, this is the important note that I guess the German chancellor hasn't actually sent any of these missiles officially, because they say, well, we do know that it would escalate tensions with Russia, and we don't want to do that. But I guess in this leaked communication also talks about, you know, British soldiers being on the ground in Ukraine. Doing what necessarily? I don't know. The Financial Post and the Wall Street Journal and, you know, a bunch of media outlets have transcribed, you know, this video. You also can listen to it if you had any interest. And you're just like, well, who cares? This is all happening in Russia and Europe. And it's just like, well, you should absolutely care. Because for one, this is NATO countries actually helping and assisting and treating Ukraine like an extension of NATO. And then more importantly, having troops on the ground. All this stuff that Vladimir has said, like, this is all red lines for me. This is going to start a world war if you do this. And they're doing it. And how do you expect him to react? Now, how does this affect you and me, you say? You're just like, well, in lots of ways. In lots of ways, this actually could, in a really shitty way, benefit us, because we all know that the United States with, you know, Germany and a bunch of other NATO countries, you know, blew up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, the biggest act of, you know, industrial terrorism the world has ever known, never mind the biggest ecological disaster that all these environmentalists conveniently are not talking about. Like, insane, absolutely insane. But how this could benefit is, well, if we had the right infrastructure in place, you know, Canada specifically could be economically benefiting from this if it wasn't fucking for our useless piece of shit, Justin Trudeau. If we would have had these, you know, LNG plants built, if we would have had, you know, refineries built, if we would have had pipelines built, if we had all these things, we could have been exporting a lot of our natural resources, you know, to European markets to be able to supplement in. You know, and granted, there's still other ways that, you know, Russia's been selling oil and everything to, you know, Europe and, you know, getting, they have other pipelines that now they've had to increase up to, you know, close to maximum capacity. But never mind, you know, we could have been in a really shitty backhanded way taking advantage of this situation that we may or may not helped curate. But these are the things that add global instability. Because you couple this to what's happening, you know, with Israel and Palestine. And you also couple this with what's happening with all these, you know, Iranian-backed militia groups like the Houthi warriors that are, you know, attacking the shipping lanes in the Red Sea. This is all global instability that's attacking GDP. And you're like, well, again, Blake, just cut to the fucking chase. How does this affect us? Well, when you have instability in the global markets and when you have things, you know, rocking your nation's GDP, increasing the cost of goods, this hits us in our pocketbooks. You know, this is what helps, or this is what aids in reservations and pumping, you know, dollars, equity into the markets. We have a lot more reserved markets, you know, bear markets, as they're called. So also increases the cost of our goods because shipping and transportation, you know, goes up. Containers go up, you know, goods get restricted. So they become more scarce. It drives up the cost of goods. You drive up the cost of goods, you drive up the cost of inflation. It hits you in your pocketbook. How do they curb inflation? Well, they try to raise interest rates, and they do raise interest rates. Again, this hits you in the pocketbook. So all these backdoor dealings to be able to manipulate what's going on in places like Russia and fighting these bullshit proxy wars between, you know, Ukraine and Russia and, you know, Germany secretly getting involved and the United States secretly getting involved. That's not so secret because it's all wide out in the open, because the beautiful part about access to information now is, you know, we have that and all this stuff is getting leaked. And this is why all these countries are trying to crack down and censor all of the information that comes out of Canada, United States, you know, European countries, is to be able to help curtail some things like this so their fucking secrets don't get leaked out. Which again affects you, you personally, because then you're no longer free. The information coming into you is censored. The information you can put out is censored. This restricts your ability to be able to function as a human being, whether you like to admit it or not. People who don't like to admit it don't understand what it's like to have their freedom taken away. And I resort back to this of what I've talked about on this podcast before. There has been countries in this, on this planet, in the not so distant past, and I'm talking like your grandparents, my grandparents, where it was illegal to swim. That's where this shit is headed, whether you fucking like to admit it or not. This is where this goes. This is where socialism goes. This is where censorship of freedom, censorship of mobility, censorship of speech, censorship of information, this is where it all leads. Whether you like to admit it or not, because it snowballs. And if you can't admit that, you have your fucking head so far in the sand and up your ass, you'll never be able to see, smell, or hear anything. Because everything snowballs. Give an inch, take a mile. We've seen this. People do this on an individual basis. Municipal governments do this. Provincial, state governments do this. Countries do this. Collection of countries, like NATO countries, do this. They all do this. Give an inch, take a mile. This is standard. This is standard practice for human beings. This is why history repeats itself. This is the scary part about it. So if you don't want to pay attention, fine. It's a lot. But please, get the fuck out of the way of people who do.